North Carolina's General Assembly is expected to give final approval tonight to new legislative maps, 2 weeks after a three-judge panel said the current districts are unconstitutional partisan gerrymanders. With old districts going away, an early look at the maps shows the changes will likely solidify the overwhelming Democratic majorities in the Mecklenburg delegation. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
To draw new state House and Senate maps, the legislature relied heavily on University of Michigan professor Joey Chen, who testified on behalf of Common Cause and Democrats in their gerrymandering lawsuit. Legislative staff picked what they believe were his best maps. To pick the maps that would be used as a starting point for debate, the North Carolina Lottery was summoned.
We will load the machine with 5 balls. It will be turned on and produce a random result, one of those 5 numbers.
The new House and Senate maps, if approved this week, will likely further solidify the Democrats' overwhelming majorities in the Mecklenburg legislative delegation. Democrat Natasha Marcus represents a state Senate district that includes Davidson, Cornelius, and Huntersville, and Ballantyne. Her new district would be more compact. It would cover the North Mecklenburg towns along with North Charlotte. Would that district make it easier for her to win re-election?
I'm being very careful to not find any, I don't want to know partisan data. I don't want to know racial data about the maps that we proposed and that we're voting on.
But the map chosen by the lottery does, in fact, give her a boost. Hillary Clinton won the precincts in her current district by 8 percentage points. In their proposed new district, Clinton won by 20. Marcus says both Democrats and Republicans support the new Senate maps, which, for the most part, were created without politics.
I think in the end, we ended up with maps, despite the best efforts of some members to re-gerrymander them. We shut that down, and by the end, the Senate map are pretty fair.
Democrats today control 4 of 5 Mecklenburg Senate seats and all 12 House seats. Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer says he expects the new maps mean Democrats will likely win that 5th Senate seat next year. He says there's still 1 Republican-leaning House seat in North Mecklenburg and 3 toss-up House seats in South Charlotte. But in the new maps, those toss-ups are now more Democratic. He says
that it's hard to envision, unless there's a Republican wave year, any of those districts necessarily going Republican.
One example is House Seat 105, which is south of Interstate 485 in Charlotte. Democrat Wesley Harris upset Republican incumbent Scott Stone by more than 4 percentage points in a district that Clinton won by only a few votes. Harris's new district would be more Democratic. Clinton won the new district by nearly 7 points. The wealthy Piper Glen neighborhood is out. In its place, a minority-majority precinct along South Boulevard that historically votes overwhelmingly for Democrats. Harris says much of his fate depends on who Democrats nominate for president.
None of these are going to be gimmies, regardless of how good or bad the political data looks. It's going to be up in the air. So we'll see when things are finally approved what everything looks like.
Stone, who's running for lieutenant governor, says the new maps make winning harder for the GOP. But a bigger problem is that once Republican-friendly areas are shifting to Democrats, like Precinct 227 near Providence Road.
That vote's at McKee Elementary, and that used to be a great Republican precinct, and now it's a toss-up. It's not the maps as much as the precincts are changing.
The court's ruling did not require the legislature remake all districts. There were only a handful of clusters of districts that were unconstitutional, including in Wake and Mecklenburg counties. In last year's election, Democrats broke the Republican supermajorities in both chambers. Bitzer says the early statewide analysis suggests the new maps may help Democrats win a few more seats statewide, but probably not enough to win majorities in the House or Senate. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.